TikTok. You know that, right? It's TikTok that's doing this to you.
Well, what about
I don't know. I mean, part of it is, but part of, I don't know. I don't really give a shit. Like,
yeah, I don't care.
I do know some things only because of TikTok, like the stupid fucking middle part and not skinny, like canceling skinny jeans and side parts. Shit. Mm-hmm. Like the only reason I know about that is through TikTok. But here's the thing. I don't care. You can.
You seem to care a little. I don't know.
I'm old. No, I don't. I'm because I'm just not going to stop parting my hair to the side or wearing skinny jeans. And I just think it's funny that all these young fuckers think that they can just say skinny jeans are canceled and we're all going to be like, oh, okay.
But that's the culture they've grown up in, is where the internet dictates real life, right?
Oh, but the best part about it, though, is that aren't they supposed to be the generation that just is like all about doing your own thing and not giving a fuck about what it like non-binary, everybody's sleeping with everybody and it's cool to be against the grain or do what everybody doesn't want to do. So from their perspective, then shouldn't we go against what they're saying?
You're putting way too much thought into this.
Yes. you're in the rabbit hole in this one.
Yeah.
That's all I do is go down the rabbit hole.
Well, I'm going to say we're live on that one. welcome back to the High Kind. It's me, Andy, and Caitlin with me tonight. How are you two doing?
Such a loaded question.
Who's not having an existential crisis? Raise your hand.
Stop. I'm just.
No, we all are, some degree.
Yeah, aren't we always? I mean, I think yeah, I've passed the crisis part, and I just live in the dread part now.
Well, that's good.
and it's just like on the skinny jeans thing. I won't keep on wearing skinny jeans. I don't give a fuck what anybody says.
Here's the thing. I look really cute in skinny jeans.
I think I look cute in skinny jeans too.
And they also don't get wet when it's raining outside because your big ass bell bottom jeans are scraping the floor that's wet. So
I wonder if they're going to bring back JNCOs.
Please no.
Please do.
I mean, they are bringing back everything that's nice. It's like all they want to do is wear 90s clothes. Yeah,
they want to wear like the Gen X stuff, like the stuff the Gen X brought in.
Which, by the way, wasn't cool when Gen X was wearing it.
I feel like, I don't know. With Gen X, I feel like there's only two that they have. They're like, there's only two moods that they have. And it's just like they wake up either every day and either choose violence or apathy. Well, we just choose apathy. Our generation, we're just like, what the fuck can you do about it? I don't know. I wake up and choose violence a lot.
I was going to say, I wake up and choose violence often. Yeah. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why my Twitter's currently limited again.
I mean,
it's all the bad jokes you made.
You have one, so.
Oh, all my, yeah. All my bad jokes that I made nightly for like a week. Mm-hmm. The dad jokes.
This might flag you.
You got suspended from Twitter for dad jokes?
No, I got suspended from Twitter for fighting with the liberals.
Oh, fuck the liberals.
Yeah, fuck the liberals. But anyways, I will try to veer us back. Tonight, we're talking about, we're doing another kind of true crime episode. And when we do true crime, we don't do like the typical murder stuff. We do stuff that has some kind of weird circumstance that, you know, could be out of this world. And that's why I wanted to talk about Henry McCabe. Like, we've talked about him, but what else outside of that? Did you guys really know the case before I, like, brought it up?
Mm-mm. Nope.
I didn't really know about it either until I stumbled upon it on watching, like, some weird YouTube rabbit hole I went in. But he disappeared on Labor Day night in 2015. He was a 32-year-old from Minnesota, and he was an auditor for the state of Minnesota. And what makes this strange was the circumstances of his death and how they didn't find his body for 2 months. And it was about 4 miles from where he was last seen. And we'll get to the reason why that's kind of significant. This comes from ABC News. And it's the disturbing voicemail a Minnesota woman received from the phone of her missing husband has been released. And she and investigators believe that it may contain important clues into his mysterious disappearance. And I'm going to see if we could play a clip on the show, but the growling, the just weird, incoherent mumbling sounded like it sounded like a creature was like on him.
Yikes. Yeah, it did.
Yeah. And like, we'll get into the speculation at the end of it, but those sounds did not really sound human to me. I've seen people say that it sounded like he was being drowned, but that didn't make sense to me because if he was being drowned, wouldn't his cell phone kind of flick off?
Didn't sound like he was being drowned to me.
No. And apparently he said he was shot in one of the voicemails. But we'll get into that.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it's weird. Around 2:28 a.m., Henry's wife, Karine McCabe, received the bizarre email. And according to Mounds View Police Department Chief Tom Kenny, he told ABC that Karine had been in California at the time while her husband had stayed behind in Minnesota. The voicemail, which was obtained by ABC News, features 2 minutes of undecipherable noises, the weird growls, the moans of pain that we were talking about. And near the end of the voicemail, you can hear "stop it." I kind of heard "stop it," but I think if you didn't tell me that, I wouldn't have heard it. It was because I saw it and I was like, I looked for it. But Henry McCabe was reportedly last seen by an acquaintance who told police that he went with McCabe to a nightclub. So what I'm gathering is the wife and kids are almost across the country. And you got a little bit of a vacation. You're going to go blow off some steam. You got a 4-day weekend. Blow off some fucking steam, dude. But the acquaintance told that he dropped McCabe off not too far from a club a little after 2 at a local gas station convenience store. There's been some searching done by both volunteer groups and our law enforcement personnel, along with possible routes he could have taken. Now, the gas station, this is why the gas station is so interesting, is because it could be a clue. But this comes from Odyssey Online. On the night of Henry's disappearance, he and 2 friends, Calvin Johnson and William Kennedy, decided to go clubbing while Henry's wife and kids were staying in with friends in California. And according to his friends, Henry had been drinking a lot that night, which may have been a factor in his death. Henry's friends reportedly took his wallet and keys to make sure he wouldn't, drive and he couldn't buy any more drinks. But some people, sources say that, Henry was dealing with like some issues, job performance issues, depressed, potentially marriage falling apart. And Calvin Johnson reported seeing Henry leave with William Kennedy about 1:40 a.m. and that he was taking him home. William Kennedy reported that Henry asked him to be dropped off at a Super America gas station at 2 a.m. This is why this is fishy, because the Super America gas station's cameras did not pick Henry up at all. There's no footage of him there. And the reason why that is significant is because why wouldn't there any footage of Henry? You would, at first it was like, please be supernatural, please be supernatural. But no, it was just because William had gotten confused about the location that he dropped the dude off at. Now, he dropped him at a Holiday gas station that was 2 miles away.
Never heard of any of these.
Yeah, neither have I. But my question is why are you dropping your friend off when you have his keys and wallet?
That's what
at a gas station.
Yeah, that's what I've been sitting here thinking the entire time. That's such a huge red flag. Mm-hmm. Why would you leave him alone without his... Okay, if you're going to take his keys and his money, I guess, so that he can't get any more alcohol, that makes sense, especially if he's like struggling with depression or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like his license, his entire wallet. And why are you leaving him alone?
At 2 a.m. Like, in the morning.
None of this makes any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense to me either. Now, I've been annoyed with drunk friends enough where if they were just like, drop me off and they've been annoying me for an hour, I'd be like, you know what? Fuck it. You go. You have fun. But.
Yeah, but in a different state, though, isn't this guy, didn't you say he's in a different state?
No.
His family.
His family's in a different state.
Right, so he was like vacationing away from them.
No, his family is vacationing away from him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he was just going to blow off some steam.
Well, still, how's he going to get back in his house?
Exactly. But, you know, maybe William Kennedy was drunk himself. I'm sure he had been drinking himself. And maybe he was a little too drunk and he was just like, yeah, man, I'll drop you off. Drop dude off, and then just
randomly.
And then just, I could see two drunks arguing about something, and a drunk just insisting that, hey, I just want to go in there and get some Gatorade for tomorrow, and maybe a Slim Jim, whatever the fuck.
The other drives off,
and the other's just like, yeah, man. Maybe he was drunk enough where he was like, he forgot he had dude's wallet and keys.
Yeah,
maybe. Yeah, but it still doesn't sit right to me at all.
It's just weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But his wife wasn't the only phone call he made. Around 2:30, Henry called his brother as well and left a voicemail, which also had the weird groaning and growling and a sound of somebody crying. But how there was not... This was another thing that weirded me out. And I don't think it was malicious, but I just think it was stupid. There's no recording of this voicemail. But what makes this interesting to me was his friends and wallets had the keys. So there was no time spending driving at all. So he makes two phone calls. And they both hear this growling noise. The brother doesn't see it until the morning, from what I'm understanding. But why didn't you save that recording?
Yeah.
Why? Especially if it's like a crime.
Hmm. No weird things in this one so far.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird ones. On one of these phone calls, I'm not sure which one, but Henry claimed he was shot. He said, I've been shot, to one of them. And that's according to a Minnesota paper called The Spokesman Recorder. Basically, next morning happens and his wife, after getting that phone call, calls his brother. And the brother, the reason we're not even sure if he intentionally tried to call one of these people, it says one of these phone calls was pocket dialed. So it was in his pocket and it just kind of went off. But why would it go off unless you're being wrestled around and shit? Or you're running around. I don't get it. Like, butt dials happen, but not as often as that. And conveniently calling a number at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And not the number that like you last dialed or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but his brother described him as crying on it, as well as the growls and all that. So I'm curious if the timeline, because I don't, like, I've tried to find a timeline of this. If it sounds like he called the brother first and then the wife.
I don't really know what to think of this one so far.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to, like, part of me wants to think there's something supernatural going on. Yeah, this is a good one to choose.
Yeah.
I don't really.
Yeah, I wanted to do one that was a little, like, could it be?
It's hard to say.
That nobody's, yeah. Because a lot of, there's still a lot of people trying to solve this crime online. But he was basically missing for 2 months. Nothing suspicious happened. No bank activity. No activity trying to get back in the house, because the wife actually stayed in California, from what I'm understanding, to try to solve the mystery there. And he never contacted employers, never contacted any family or friends. The last cell phone ping anybody got from Henry McCabe was the call to his wife. So he died that night. There was no, he went missing for a couple of days and something happened. He had to die that night. Because
I think it's weird the wife didn't come home.
Yeah. Yeah. I've read like that the marriage was possibly deteriorating.
I mean, if they were kind of estranged, I mean.
Yeah, it sounded like they were kind of estranged.
Well, that's the motive.
Yeah. Yeah. But they suspected William Kennedy, but they never were able to find anything on him or any motive for that matter. They insisted that the wife was not suspect because she had an alibi and she was states over.
Doesn't matter. That would be perfect if her and the brother planned it. I wonder if he had a life insurance policy and how much it was for.
I don't know. Nothing came up. He may not have had anything for that matter, because there was another thing I wanted to bring up, that the reason why they said that he was depressed in his relationship might have been deteriorating was because his financial situation was really fucking bad. That they were out of money and short on bills.
So that's even more of a reason. This is because I listen to way too much true crime shit. But if he did have a life insurance policy and the family was having money issues and their marriage was deteriorating, I mean, if there was foul play involved, more often than not, it is somebody that you know.
Yeah.
And there
the problem is still have to
red flags in this story. The brother leaving him without his keys or wallet, the wife not coming home. Like, I really, really want to know if there was a life insurance policy.
I have to say, though, the one sticking point for me, and of course I'm going to go more the supernatural route, is that fucking audio on that video of that sound.
Yeah.
Maybe there's werewolf hitmen now.
Well, right. Maybe it's both.
Yeah. Maybe it's both.
Why not both? Why not both?
Yeah, that's where I was going with this.
It's a family of werewolves. He was married. Family of werewolves, and you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or there's they're the hottest killers for hire ever. But yeah, remember how they said he in the phone call he said he was shot.
Right.
Well, here's the great thing. Is that when they found his body almost 2 months later and about 4 to 6 miles from the gas station he was at, there was no wounds. No wounds at all. He drowned. That was the official cause of death, was he drowned. No bite
was
marks.
He found by a body no of water?
Gunshot. Yeah, they found him. They found him on a lake. Yeah. And 6 miles, 4 to 6 miles away from the gas station that he was dropped off at.
So maybe he wandered there and fell in, or is there a theory?
That's been one theory. And that's going to lead into something that, you know, people have connected over the years. Now, there was another interesting theory, the official theory, that not the official theory, but one that's widely believed and kind of even verified by people in the community that knew him before we get into our own weird theories. But one of the theories was from that he was Liberian and not Liberian immigrant. And this comes from the Star Tribune.
What is this? I want to know now. I'm like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Liberian, go on.
Yeah. So McCabe's death does not appear to be suspicious, but the cause remains undetermined by toxicology reports, said Police Chief Tom Kinney. The Ramsey County Medical Office confirmed that McCabe's body was found near a kayaker around 4:20 on Rush Lake, and there was no signs of injury whatsoever. But a leader of the Twin Cities Liberian community said that investigators shouldn't rule out the possibility that McCabe's death was linked to violence in his home country, where he survived 14 years of civil war. They would kill without remorse. They've done it for years. And said some Liberians who've immigrated to the U.S., we need to find out what happened.
Was he in any way associated? Was he Liberian?
Yeah, he was Liberian.
Oh, he was. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. I probably should have said that somewhere.
I was very confused this whole time. I'm like, what do Liberians have to do with him? I guess.
Yeah.
Was it? Liberians. It sounds familiar from like there was some reference to a movie. Was it Back to the Future? Were they Libyans or Liberians? The guys that were trying to kill Doc. Do you remember?
I think they were Libyans.
Oh damn. Okay. Never mind.
you were hoping for some kind of time. You were going to go for a time travel angle.
Oh, that would have been good.
Yeah. Ryan. But no, that was one of the theories of like citizens or immigrants from his home country that had been in civil war might have seen somebody that was on the opposite side and they're just like, fuck it, I'm gonna kill him. But that's never been, you know, any kind of verified. And like, I don't buy that one either. One, yeah. It's 2 a.m. in the morning. How many other Liberians are Liberians from the opposite faction of the one that you're having civil war with in your home country are walking the street of Minnesota at 2 a.m. at a Holiday gas station?
Who are also werewolves.
Who are also werewolves. But like, why would they even do that?
Werewolves.
That would be a far stretch of coincidences.
If they were stalking him.
Yeah, like, that's the only way I could see it. But why strike him then?
Because he was by himself and drunk. But
that means they would have to be following him a significant amount, waiting for the right opportunity.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's a weird story. Because it still doesn't explain the weird-ass noises.
Yeah, and the second part of that is like, if they were going to kill him, don't you think they would have killed him, not drowned him? Because there was no sign of injury. There doesn't even sound like there was a sound of struggle outside of the weird growling noises.
Yeah,
because I didn't see anything physical on him that said, oh, he was pinned down. Oh, he was strangled. It was just simply he drowned.
That also might be like that might not be the truth, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Well, the police often do like to wrap things up neat and tidy, even if there is a bunch of weird things that don't add up.
Well, yeah, so. I mean, I don't really like cops, but if I was a cop in that situation, I heard the ground shit, I'd be like, I want to dig into this.
Yeah. Well,
and also, if I'm not mistaken, he was brown, right?
Yes, he was African.
So there's already probably racism involved.
Yeah, that's a good point. There's probably
cops often don't do their fucking jobs.
Yeah.
Or there might have been some kind of weird cover up or both. You know?
Yeah. It's just the noises. That's what those noises.
Yeah, that's what gets me. That's my sticking point.
Yeah. Like, all of this sounds like it should be your typical true crime of that, but noises just made it enough for it to be on our show.
Drowning. And they don't sound like you said, the cell phone would have gone, I mean, it would have been muffled by the water and then gone dead.
Yeah.
As the water went into it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. It just doesn't make, those noises had to be something that was next to him or him making those noises. And why would he be making those noises?
Well, they don't sound like they came from a human. I guess. No. I mean, I guess maybe they could. It's some guttural. If you were in a huge amount of pain, like, you never really know how someone's gonna make a noise reacting to pain, I guess, true, or fear. But
what was he in so much pain for if there was no injury?
That, and two, it makes you want to think it was an animal or something. If you say, okay, well, it wasn't him and it wasn't supernatural, well, then it was some kind of animal. Well, then why didn't he have any marks on him?
Yeah, exactly. That's what's so fucking weird about all of this is it just doesn't make any sense to me. Now we're going to talk about a theory that a lot of people speculate, a lot of web sleuths, and that he was killed by the smiley face killer or killers. And if you don't know who they are, it's a theory that a couple of criminal scientists in New York and a couple of retired homicide detectives believe that a serial killer or killers is murdering people throughout the Midwest by drowning them or waterboarding them. Well, waterboarding them is one of the theories I read that they drown them and then they leave them in a body of water. So it looks like they drowned there, even though they were killed. And there's like the smiley face killer. It's been talked about. I think we might talk about them sometime, because they're interesting, but it's just a theory. There's no official serial killer that's being traced by anybody named by the monkey or smiley face killer. What
was there any signs of restraint or any kind?
Nope.
Even physical, being held down, nothing.
Nope.
So then that kind of rules out the waterboarding and the even being drowned, right? Because even if you're drunk, you're still someone's gonna have to hold you down, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know, and you're still gonna fight back even if you're drunk.
Yeah.
I don't know. But still, I don't know. It's still weird to me. That one doesn't make sense to me either.
Yeah. Then suicide.
Right.
Yeah, but how?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because if he drowned himself, he would be in the water.
Yeah.
I mean, accidental, I guess. But then accidental, you would see suicide. If he hit his head then or something or whatever, like, there would be some injury to know.
But then what explains the noise again?
Again. Yeah. Come right back around to that one.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What?
You know, the fact there's no physical damage to him really besides being dead and drowned.
Yeah. Like, what if something scared the shit out of him and he was running away from it? And then he fell into the lake.
How old was he again?
32.
Was he in good health, bad health? Any idea?
From what he looked rather fit.
So.
So was he like in the water or was he on the shore?
A kayaker found him. He had to be kind of floating around.
Okay, so he was in the water.
He was in the water.
I don't know. I could also see somebody being drunk and wandering into a water and drowning. Like, that has happened before.
Yeah,
sure. I mean, are there any over
the noise?
Jeff Buckley.
Passes? Yeah. He was fucked up on drugs, though, I think. But
but once again,
is there any kind of like overpass?
The noise, where he could just.
Yeah, the noise.
Nothing.
Well, hold on. Okay.
There's
no
roads, off.
No dams, no nothing.
I'm sure there was.
Or
but
fell off of because he was drunk.
Yeah. All we hear is that there's no sighting of him. Like the one gas station didn't have any, and even the right one,
yeah,
I didn't see anything about recorded footage there. So I'm sure a camera saw him somewhere, but they don't have the footage of it. So we don't know how he ended up there. Yeah. And we don't know the roads he took to get there. We don't know how many bridges he passed. We don't know how many alleys he cut through.
Right.
So there could have been, he could have absolutely found an overpass, because it was, the lake was 4 to 6 miles away. So he could have found an overpass somewhere or some high bridge that he was trying to get away from something and fell.
Right. That's what I was thinking, because maybe his body just floated to where they found it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because even lakes have tides. So that could be possibly.
Yeah. Now,
I mean, that noise, though, I guess, comes back to
once again, the noise.
Yeah.
But like you said, maybe something scared him or something.
And he was just trying to get away from it, and he fell, or he was like just
a mountain lion or something.
Yeah, or he was cornered, and he was just like, I'm going to jump off this fucking bridge. Yeah. Hope for the best.
If you're drunk and that was happening.
Yeah, if you're drunk and that's happening, and you jump off a bridge.
And it's nighttime.
And it's nighttime, and you don't know where the land is.
Or like where, how to get to the top of the water, you know, like when it's fucking dark and it's pitch black and you're drunk and you're in water, you don't know which way is up.
Yeah. Yeah. And just exhausted themselves.
You bad enough, you care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you just exhaust yourself and you eventually just drown. Lots of theories there, but just like, I tried to look up cryptids in Minnesota. I found the Minnesota Dog Man, which was basically a man / dog creature. Basically a Kmart werewolf. A
werewolf? Kmart werewolf.
Kmart werewolf could make that noise.
Yeah?
Yeah, totally.
Oh.
Kmart werewolf.
Shit. I mean, why?
Blue light special.
Yeah. Like, why would you call it just the Dog Man?
Mm-hmm. Now I got that song stuck in my head. Credits. Oh God. Yeah. See, now we can take this from a werewolf to a Dog Man story. I like it. It works. Yeah.
Yeah.
can we make it both.
Yeah. Can you imagine just being like, what's that noise? And you're just like, and it's not even a werewolf. It's just like, it's just like a human body with a golden retriever torso and head. It's like, blah, 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 and you're just like, I want to run now because I don't know what the hell this is.
You're like on a bridge, like a
you're
dam.
You're on a bridge. You're just you're like, I thought it was a regular dog at first, then it went bipedal all of a sudden. What the fuck?
That would freak me the fuck. Like, if you were alone at 2:30 a.m. On a bridge, and what if it was like misty, you know? Oh my God. And then you see this thing that's like, oh, it's a dog. And then it just stands up. You're like, No,
just jump off.
No. I'm dying. I'm going to just take a chance. Yep. You're like certain death versus possible death.
Yeah, I'm not gonna die to fucking mutant air bud. I'm jumping off this bridge.
Mutant air bud.
God.
Oh.
Yeah, fuck that shit. No, I'm gonna agree. I think that's the story. I think that's how that's what happened. Yeah. That's what we're going with. We're gonna combine them.
We solved it. And by the way, as just so people are aware, we are not investigators and this show is satire. Or we get anybody thinking we're voices of authority. We solved it.
We solved the crime.
Figure it out, guys.
They'll take it seriously, totally. Especially we tell them it was the Minnesota Dog Man.
No, there's actually a cryptid name that I was just like,
no, I believe it.
Why?
I believe it.
There's
it just won't lend to our credence of the credibility.
We're gonna have to do an episode on the Minnesota Dog Man. I'm willing to do some more research.
Another cryptid one, but one that more than just Bigfoot. We need to just go find the most ridiculous ones we can.
Oh, I'm one of the episodes I want to do white is on the,
still up there.
Yeah, white things there. I want to do the Ohio melon heads.
Yeah.
They're tiny little things with huge melon heads, and sounds like
I don't know that.
It's hilarious, the stories I've read about them. I just wanted to do kind of a true crime, more true crime episode, because it's been a minute since we've done one.
Yeah, this one's a good blend, though.
Yeah, that it could, was weird.
Yeah,
there's so many different. Yeah, that sticking point always comes back.
Yeah, no matter what theory.
Yep.
You come up with, like, people from his native country wanting to kill him. Well, they didn't make that fucking noise.
Unless they sent a dogman assassin.
They hired dogman. Dogman can't even
onto it. Make this like an international espionage story too.
Dogman can't get any jobs at the conventions because nobody takes him seriously. So he just became a rundown criminal that'll fucking murder anybody for a hit of crack.
He's a vagrant.
He's a vagrant. just buy me some Canadian mist and I'll fucking stab whoever you want.
Makes you wonder how many people that are like homeless are actually cryptids just in human form.
Oh Jesus, God.
That's terrible.
It is terrible.
But still, it could be a good, like, I mean, there's been plots to stories kind of like that. You remember that one? God, it was Canadian and it was about the Fae. It called, the main character was the succubus. I can't remember what it was, but it was like all the different like cryptids and different old elemental beasts and all this stuff were all like still alive. They're just like in human form, basically, and shapeshifters and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you never know, man.
I never know.
Anyone could be a shapeshifter.
I think that the Minnesota Dogman cryptid is like the cryptid version of the movie The Wrestler. Living in a fucking trailer. Everybody fucking hates him. Nobody wants to hire him for any conventions because they're like, you're not a werewolf and you're not a talking dog. Idea. You're just a weird mutant airbud.
And a bunch of them are like working at the only carnivals and like shit. Yeah. Like they're carnies and shit still. Yeah. And like they're still around.
Yeah,
like working.
The only convention he can go to is at like the VA auditorium in small little towns with populations of less than like 200 people. And even then they don't know who he is. They're just like, why is that dog in human form but can't talk? Just growls at everything, and he's not a werewolf, so he's not cool either. What is he here for? And then like they pay him like $5 and he signs a picture and he just hates his life even more, and he just drives back 4 hours to his little trailer park out, trailer park, and he just turns to a life of crime. He's just like, whoever it was that hired him, it could have been William Kennedy, it could have been the wife, it could have been the brother, it could have been, he could have pissed off the people at the holiday station for all we know. And it just, right time, found the dog man, hit man, and
right time,
wrong place.
Yeah. Or dude just got drunk and fell into a lake.
Or that.
Echo in a garbage can of a feral cat. I don't know. No matter what I can shake, there's always that.
Because when I listen to it, it sounds like it's like right next to him.
It does.
Right?
It sounds like it's over his fucking shoulder.
Yeah, it doesn't sound far away. So my issue then comes back to the fact that he doesn't have any marks on his body.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no way whatever, like, if something made that noise, it was close enough to get him, right?
Yeah.
So,
Why didn't he have any marks?
So, that, again, makes me come back to not trusting
what
they said was on his body. Because I don't... That noise is fucking loud and scary, and sounded like it wanted to fuck him up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
I'm going with the blended story. The dog man, and he fell into a lake.
Yeah.
International espionage on there, on top of it too. Just why not?
Oh man. No. I want to know. I'll probably look in to see and go do a little deeper dive, see what the web sleuths are coming up with.
Nothing as good as us.
No, no. But they're actually trying to help.
That's true. Hey, this is awareness. Okay. This is awareness. Awareness helps.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, wait, wasn't some guy talking about shapeshifters the other day on that show I was listening to? What was that story? And then they're going to look it up.
Yeah.
But they're going to end up on the wrong story because they're going to be looking for shapeshifters.
They're going to be looking up for shapeshifters.
Okay. Either way, they're going to be on a fun journey.
Yeah. Fun journey down a deep, deep rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. No matter what I come up with trying to be reasonable, it'll always go back to the phone and no injuries.
Yeah.
There's no just injuries. So many things wrong with this. Somebody, like, I kind of actually agree with Caitlin, that, like, somewhere in the chain, something had to be misinterpreted. Something had to be covered up. And whether that was the cops doing their job or doing their really bad job of, you know, covering up a brown person getting murdered and not wanting to do the paperwork. And we'll just say, oh, we just drowned. Or it came from above and it was censored.
Yeah.
Like government, like something got loosened maybe.
Right. If it was a cryptid.
Yeah.
And he did have crazy ass marks on his body.
Yeah, he had, maybe he was like completely, because the kayaker, I never heard anything about the kayaker again that found him.
He was a spectral dog man.
He was a spectral dog man.
Yeah, that's why he had no wounds.
Yeah.
I also really want to know if his, sorry.
Phantasm.
I wonder if his cell phone pinged anywhere again.
No.
Like, even though, but it can ping though without making a call though, right?
Yeah,
like,
but
it goes to a different cell tower.
They said the last ping was the one, the last ping that they saw anywhere was when he made his call to his wife, and after that there was never cell phone service again for 2 months until they found his body.
Hmm.
Maybe he works for the government. Maybe they faked his death. He's deep undercover.
He's still out there.
I think for sure maybe there's some kind of cover up going on.
Maybe
fighting a secret shadow war.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe he's the dog man. And he's fighting a shadow war.
Yeah,
and they're just like, well, we got to cover him. We can't let anybody know that we have a dog man.
God damn.
So
now we're going to like a secret special forces task force storyline here.
We can't let anybody know we can't let anybody know that we have D-list Weapon X,
codename Dogman.
And so they just, you know, came up with this elaborate story, and like Henry didn't have a family.
He is the dog man.
He is the dog man.
That's the twist.
His cover got blown.
Shit.
So they had to fake his death.
This is intense.
It's intense. Ow.
Good topic.
It's a good topic. It was a good topic to, you know, get really, get feeling really good. Just.
Yeah,
it's got good enough mystery in it too. It's good.
Yeah, you know, yeah, it's not, interesting.
Not solved.
Yeah, no, it's not solved. And I'm curious what the web sleuths do come up for it, because I want to see the most rational explanation, or at least a verification of some kind of supernatural presence. Yeah,
definitely. Always going to lean that way.
Yeah,
just because I want to. I want to believe.
I want to believe.
I want to believe. Mulder.
Yeah, I told you I actually was like getting Jess to watch the X-Files. She never watched it.
Oh my god.
Oh
yeah, I actually might pop an episode on after we're done.
Good times.
For a trip.
Yeah,
I never watched the new one that came out.
See, that's what I'm kind of building myself up to. I watched like an episode of it, and then it just timing never worked out where I was near TV when it came on.
Yeah,
and I just didn't look into it after that. I kind of forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got any more zany ideas?
I got nothing.
I think we covered all our bases.
Yeah.
That's my theory. I'm sticking with it. International espionage, secret agent Dogman. This is good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a hopeful story.
I'm going.
It's probably something really sad and tragic. So.
Yeah, I can't see anybody being a dog man and it not being tragic, Auntie.
I hope that no one that loves this man ever listens to this episode.
I hope so, satire. Too. It's satire.
And awareness.
And awareness of the dog man.
Well, hopefully they don't get off track. I mean, you know, a guy who died mysteriously, we need to know how. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we need to know how.
Possibilities.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, I would say... We'll just call that one a wrap.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Well, thank you for listening to The High Kind. If you like what you hear, we're on every podcast platform of choice. And come to thehighkind.com for bonus material. And have a great night.